With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to be a total game changer. We're diving deep into something that affects every single one of us, no matter where we are in life, the power of positive self-talk. Ever notice how those little voices in our heads can either build us up or tear us down? It's like having an internal cheerleader and a grumpy critic constantly battling it out. Well, guess what? We get to choose which voice wins. Now, I know what you're thinking, positive self-talk. Isn't that a bit cheesy? Trust me, it's not about putting on rose-colored glasses and pretending everything is perfect. It's about shifting your perspective, choosing empowering words, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a close friend. Think of it like this: you wouldn't say hurtful things to someone you care about, right? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves worse than anyone else? Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to help you harness the power of positive self-talk. Number 1. Become aware of your inner dialogue. Seriously, start paying attention to those thoughts. What's running through your mind throughout the day? Are they mostly supportive and encouraging or critical and negative? Recognizing the patterns will be your first step towards making a change. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something like, "I can't do this," stop and ask yourself, "Is that really true? What evidence do I have to support that thought?" Often, our negativity stems from fear or insecurity, not facts. Remember, your brain is a powerful tool, and it can be trained to think more positively. Number 3. Reframe negative thoughts into positive ones. This doesn't mean ignoring the challenges you face, but instead of dwelling on the negatives, look for the silver lining. For example, if you miss an opportunity, instead of saying, "I messed up," try, "This didn't work out this time," but it opens up possibilities for something even better. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your entire mindset. It could be as simple as savoring a delicious cup of coffee or noticing the beautiful sunshine streaming through your window. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts more positivity. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer to a loved one who's struggling. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks, but it's how we handle them that matters. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and kindness, starting with yourself. Think about a time when you faced a challenge or felt overwhelmed. What were those inner voices saying to you? Were they supportive or critical? Now, imagine reframing those thoughts with a more positive lens. How would it have changed your experience? You know that feeling when you're facing a tough decision and second-guessing yourself? Or maybe you've had a setback at work and feel like giving up. Those are the perfect moments to put positive self-talk into action. Imagine replacing those negative whispers with words of encouragement, confidence, and resilience. It might sound simple, but trust me, it makes a world of difference. So, what's the takeaway here? We have the power to choose our thoughts, and our thoughts shape our reality. By cultivating positive self-talk, we can build resilience, boost our confidence, and create a more fulfilling life. Remember, this isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about embracing challenges with grace, learning from our mistakes, and celebrating our wins along the way. Ready to make a difference? Start by paying attention to your inner dialogue today. Challenge those negative thoughts, reframe them into positive ones, and treat yourself with kindness. You got this. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.